السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته حضره مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دار بركاته مفتي صاحب اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكيو May Allah Ta'ala bless you and offer with afiyat. Allah take great work of deen from you. And Allah Ta'ala accept all your humble efforts. And may Allah Ta'ala take Barakat Sahaba from strength to speak and voice what is haq and the azmat of the Sahaba. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم آمين 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 to your wonderful du'as and supplications جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Zulqa'dah 1446, here in South Africa and few other countries. And in majority of the countries of the world, today, Monday, is already the 14th of Zulqa'dah 1446. O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, just look outside your window now and you will see the full moon shining in its glory and beauty. Hence, those countries where it is the 14th today, so last night, this night that's passing through is called Laylatul Badr. And for us tonight, Monday night will be Laylatul Badr, the full moon. But you just look at it, Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who makes the sun rise, the sun set with precision and accuracy, who shows us the 14th night, the full moon, shining in his glory and beauty for 100 years, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, only Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla knows. So that is what we need to wonder, ponder and reflect upon. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we start a new chapter, a new surah, Chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, named after the Naam-e-Nami, Ism-e-Grami, honorable, auspicious name of the Master, Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What does it mean? It means Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is sending praise upon you all the time, continuously. He was, he is, he will always be Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in the entire universe. The name Mubarak is Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning I praise you, O Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla, the most in the entire universe and creation. The name Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mubarak name, mentioned 4 times in the Quran, and this chapter 47, 38 verses, is dedicated to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chapter 61 and verse number 6 is mentioned once in the noble Quran. So that much at least we should know. Madaniya, the surah which we starting today with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, was revealed ba'd al-hijrah, after the migration to Medina Munawwara, and therefore you will find verses regarding jihad, fighting the enemy, qital, what do you do with their usara, with the prisoners of war, and all these type of issues here, which only came into reality there after the migration to Medina Munawwara. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We discussed this many a time. Bismillah. Look at the script. Bismillah. You will see there's no alif there. And go to Iqra Bismi, chapter 96. You will see Bismi is ba alif seen meme. So in Bismillah ya Rahman ya Rahim, due to kathratul istimal, constant usage, the alif has been omitted, deleted. And remember, Iqra Bismi, chapter 96, is not read so often. Hence, there it is retained and maintained. So that is Rasmul Khat, the style of writing the Quran Sharif. These words, Bismillah ya Rahman ya Rahim, are mentioned 114 times in the Noble Quran, 113 times, remember, in the beginning of the Surah and chapter of the Noble Quran. But chapter 9 does not have Bismillah. Why? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said there, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is exposing the munafiqeen and kafirin, the non-Muslims and the hypocrites, and speaks about his punishment. Bismillah ya Rahman ya Rahim is madharul rahmah, a manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah. And here Allah is speaking about the punishment, severe punishment. So therefore it is omitted there. So where is the 114th one? We say the 114th. In the letter which he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, wrote to Bilqis, the queen of Sheba. Remember, ulama wrote that her name was Bilqis. That is not mentioned in the Quran Sharif regarding her name or remember any authentic hadith. It is that which ulama have written and the commentators of the Noble Quran have written. And go read chapter 27, Surah Naml, the end, and verse number 33-0, you will find it there, where he writes a letter to her, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam writing a letter to the Queen of Sheba. Innahu min Sulaiman. This letter is from Sulaiman. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, the messenger, the prophet, selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wala, given the greatest kingdom. Nobody will have such a kingdom after him. وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, and in the name of Almighty Allah, who is very, very gracious, very merciful, Allah ta'alu alayya, don't be arrogant with me, وَأَتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ, and come to me surrendering, submitting, and you will embrace Islam. And that's exactly what happened. Chapter 27, verses 30 and 31. So yeah, Bismillah ya Rahman ya Rahim. So Bismillah, in the name of Almighty Allah. The word Allah cannot be used for any creation. In Arabic, we don't say Allah. We say Lafzul Jalalah. That out of respect for Almighty Allah, His majesty, His honor, His sovereignty, His kingdom. So remember, Bismillah ya Rahman ya Rahim. Ar-Rahman is, you can't use the word Allah for anybody unless you use it with the prefix Abdullah, Ubaidullah for a boy, Amatullah for a girl. Ar-Rahman, so similarly Ar-Rahman is, cannot be used for creation unless you use it with the prefix Abdurrahman, Amatullahman. Ar-Rahim, that can be used for Almighty Allah definitely, and will be used for Allah Jalla Wala and for creation. Your son's name Rahim only, permissible. Your daughter's name Rahima, so permissible. So remember, Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. But if you just use the word Rahim only, so that will be permissible for a male and a boy and female and a young girl just born, you want to keep her name Rahima, totally permissible without a prefix. So now today's lesson, we focus on Surah Muhammad, chapter 47, the first three verses. Almighty Allah highlights who are the true Muslims and who are the kuffar and the enemies of Islam and the Muslims. Alladheena kafaru, those people who are non-Muslims, irrespective of what their denomination, Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, they all come under the purview of this verse, and they are sane and mature. Alladheena kafaru, those people who are non-Muslims, wasaddu an sabilillah, they prevent other people from the path of Almighty Allah. People want to embrace Islam, they intimidate them, threaten them, blackmail them, them, sometimes torture them. So even in this day and this age is happening. Wasaddu an sabilillahi adalla a'malahum. Even their good actions which they did, Almighty Allah lets it go in vain and lets it go astray. Meaning there'll be no reward for them in the year after. Their reward they already enjoyed here in this world. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. And there will be no share for them in the year after. So we need to understand that whatever reward they was entitled to, they received it already here in this world. Almighty Allah juxtaposes and draws a comparison. That are the non-Muslims. And what about us, the Muslims? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And those people who brought iman sincerely, lovingly, willingly, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and already they continuing with the righteous deeds and actions and speech. So all that will continue. وَآمَنُوا, and they brought iman on Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all the prophets and messengers, and they believe in all the divine books and scriptures. And similarly, وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ, and they brought iman on what was revealed gradually, and it was revealed piecemeal, slowly, slowly, gradually, عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ, upon the Master, حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَىٰ رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم. I told you, حَبِيبُنَا صلى الله عليه وسلم, نامي, اسمي, غرامي, honorable, auspicious name is mentioned 4 times, yes, one of the 4. And whatever was revealed, the Quran Sharif was revealed to the Master alayhi salam, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the explanation of the Quran Sharif. So what we call a hadith, we call Sunnah, and Almighty Allah refers to it and alludes to it in chapter 53, verses 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. He, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding the matters of religion and Islam, he does not speak about from his own desires. It is but wahi and revelation sent to him. Chapter 53, verses 3 and 4, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. So, bima nuzzila ala Muhammad, we have to believe in the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, and that was revealed gradually upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa huwa al-haqqu min rabbihim wa haliya. Wives, that is the truth, 100% the truth, whether it is logical or supra-logical. Me and you don't understand certain things because of our puny little brains and so-called intelligence and intellect. But yet we will believe in it. وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. From there, the sustainer, nourisher. Whilst that is the truth, كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. When we believe and we practice, then obviously we are human beings. We have our weaknesses, our shortcomings. And every human being will have this beside the prophets and messengers. They are ma'asum, protected from all type of vices and sins. Yes, a mistake they can commit, but not a sin. Sin is for me and you, ordinary mortals and people. So when we keep on trying and we are continuing with the iman and the righteous deeds and speech and actions, كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ, Almighty Allah will erase and expunge their vices and sins from their book of deeds. وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ, and Almighty Allah will enhance and rectify and make amends of their condition, bring them nearer and nearer. Allah Jalla Wala will give them tawfiq, the divine guidance and inspiration, to do more good deeds, to do more good actions and good speech and so forth and so on. But the key for that is through iman and faith. And remember, we continue with the righteous deeds. Not sometimes in some places, big nights, or on a Friday, or Ramadan, or Zulhijjah, Eid day, we become Muslim. And then the weekend comes and holidays come, all hell breaks loose. Nay, there must be devotion, dedication from our side. Zalika, you know why that? Allah will erase and expunge the sins and the vices and improve their condition. Zalika, that is so. بِأَنَّ الَّذِينَ Because those people, كَفَرُوا who are non-Muslims, who I just told you, Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, Atheists, they all fall in that category. Who are they following? بِأَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا اتَّبَعُوا الْبَاطِلَ They are following the batil immaculately. They worship the idols. They worship Jesus. They worship people. So one creation worshipping another creation. So how can that be justified? Now in the India-Pakistan war, so if you look at the clips that are coming through, that person is saying the Hindu, Hey Ram, how come we lost so many planes? How come we are defeated by Pakistan? Now imagine a person crying to his idol, but the idol cannot help himself. How is he going to help you? So we should understand, Allah Jalla Wala gave us quwwat-e imani and that firm conviction and faith in Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala was, is, will always be, huwa al-hayyul qayyum, is ever living. Al-Qayyum, self-subsisting. We need Him, the entire creation, every moment, every minute. And He does not need anybody, any time, any place, any circumstances. So that is the difference. The non-Muslims, kafaru tabawul batila, they are following immaculately the falsehood. You can see how they worship the idols, how they worship Jesus. They bow down, they pray to Him, new Pope, and no hope for the Pope. So Pope Francis gone. وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّبَعُوا الْحَقَّ بِرَبِّهِمْ And those people who have true iman and faith, what do? They make ittiba. You must study philology, history, tariqul alfaz. When you have a cow and that cow gives birth to the calf, you call that tabi' and tabi'ah. So meaning the calf follows the mother everywhere. So the true believers, amanu tabawul haqqa min rabbihim, they follow immaculately the truth from their sustainer, nourisher, provider. Allah Jalla Wala states, كَذَلِكَ سَمَلَلِي يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ أَمْثَالَهُمْ Almighty Allah sets forth and gives examples for humanity so that they reflect, wonder and ponder. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ These examples that Almighty Allah gives to humanity is so that they wonder, ponder and reflect over it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today 13 Zulqa'dah 1446 in South Africa and few countries, majority countries, it is already the 14th of Zulqa'dah 1446. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally and globally. The Jerusalem Post says that Trump could be the one to recognize the state of Palestine. If he does that on his visit to the Middle East Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Tan Khandi Papa dance. Then let's see what Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, and Hitler's children have to say. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, 4 Jutlas killed, you understood, and some reports is much more, and many, many injured. The Palestinians are building more and more tunnels, and the Jutlas are getting confused, and their fuses are getting blown. The haramis, the pigs, and the swines, and the monkeys, and donkeys, that they are, all these words are used for the Jews in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60, chapter number 62, verse 5. So these pigs and swines, they murdered and martyred 19 Palestinians. Majority of them were women and children. There is apartheid in the West Bank. You see that? Go see the Haaretz newspaper. You will see it written there. And these three parties who sent their delegation to Israel, the DA and the PA, the Patriotic Alliance, and the ACDP, the African Christian Democratic Party, the fools and the idiots came back to South Africa and said there's no apartheid there. 100% apartheid, 100% genocide. But if you're a donkey, then we can't help you. You see that? Hamas and America in direct talks. How's that? Israel doesn't know what to do. Trump is trumpeting away. I want the ceasefire. I want deals to be done before I come to the Middle East. So direct talks taking place in Qatar. So what was decided? One hostage who is American and Israeli, Idan Alexander, to be released Tuesday, you see. So they're going to try to get that thing going. There must be some humanitarian aid coming in, and there must be a ceasefire, and then they will start releasing the hostages and so forth. Israel attacks Hudaydah, that's in Yemen again, because they don't know what to do. The Houthis are driving them mad, you must remember, and they have to rush to their shelters, helter, skelter, the haramis. India lost the war against Pakistan. BBC said that they admitted that they lost many, many planes and so forth. The Rafael plane and this plane and that plane. So Pakistan's air force much more superior than that of Israel. Although Israel was much more superior than India. Although Israel was helping it and assisting. But China brought about their big stuffs, you see, and told Pakistan, you use that. And what a shock it gave India and Israel. Well done to Pakistan. Zindabad, Pakistan. Long live Pakistan. And India, what a shame and disgrace for you, Modi, and for you, Amit Singh, and for you, the BJP. We have no sympathy for you. Remember that. You know what you did to the Muslim Women Day in Kashmir, raping 10,000, destroying so many of our mosques and madrasas, our seminaries, and so many of our people in jail. So all this because of your foolish policy. So remember, 1,500 people became blind because they in Gaza alone, because of the attacks from Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Najib, and they are the true, remember, terrorists. Zelensky to meet Putin or his representative. We're not sure if Putin himself will come to Istanbul this week, Thursday, and they will meet no conditions, remember, without any precaution. So it's good, let them talk. But already Putin hit the hell out of Ukraine and Zelensky. US-Iran will meet again. They met 4 times and now they'll meet again the 5th time. So you know when we had apartheid and then before democracy, then they were negotiating talks about talks. That was what the famous term was. Talks about talks. So here also is talks about talks regarding the nuclear and so forth. And Israel is going mad. Why is America talking to Iran and trying to reach a deal and so forth and so on? So that is what's happening. Allah Ta'ala shows us his power. He can do as he pleases. Fa'alul lima yurid. And nobody can question his authority and majesty. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. The entire creation can be questioned by him, but nobody can question his authority, majesty, sovereignty. So there in Mogadishu, Somalia, we find minimum 7 people passed away because of floods there. They required the water. And there in Congo, more than 100 people passed away and died in the floods. So all these places they need, but always ask Almighty Allah, Allahumma swayyiban nafiya. Swayyiban with a sword. Ya Allah, when it rains, let it be beneficial rain. Not destructive rain. Taliban are also now entrenching their power and they have banned chess. You know the game chess in Afghanistan. They said that this is not permissible according to the laws of Islam. A shatranj, remember, open Mishkat Sharif, the chapter of the Tasawir, of photos and snaps and all these things. You will find the ahadith there. So that was a good decision. Qatar trying to bribe up Trump, trumpeting away. Qatar to give a luxury plane jumbo to Trump, and they're calling it the Flying Palace. What they're calling it? The Flying Palace. And you know how he, Trump, will enjoy that. He's an egoist, a narcissist, a madcap, you understand? Someday he speaks hot, sometimes cold. He's mixed up himself, but he loves the center stage, you see. And they can also soften him up. Come on, recognize the state of Palestine, you see. So what else they can give him? $1 trillion going to the richest countries in the world, Saudi Arabia, then Qatar, and then United Arab Emirates. The Imam, oh, you Salafis, you scholars for dollars. Your MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, has fired the Imam of Medina Munawwara Masjid Nabawi, Imam Ahmad Talib Hafidhullah, min kulli su'in wa makruh, because he made dua against the Jews. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin. Allahumma harril al-Masjid al-Aqsa min al-Yahudi al-Ghasibin al-Muhtallin. Anybody wants that khutbah, just send me a message and write down khutbah Medina. We will forward it to you. It's in Arabic. Just for that, he fired him. So who's a Muslim and who's a murtad? 100% MBS is murtad. I go further and say, وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ فَوَ مُرْتَدْ. You got shock and doubt regarding that. After all the evidence come to you, then you yourself, you murtad as well. Women's golf is being promoted in Saudi Arabia. They want to capture the world and whitewash. All they are crimes against humanity. There's no democracy. There's no human rights. Already 100 people executed in Saudi Arabia this year alone. 2025. So you must imagine how many people being executed. And this is nowadays because of media. Before that, secretly, what they would do in their dungeons and prisons, only Almighty Allah know. The president of Burkina Faso, Ibrahim Touré, what a great person. 37 years old, he's showing the African leaders, he's showing the world what real leadership is. He went into a hospital there in Burkina Faso, you see. No guards, no media, just wore normal clothes. Majority of the patients, doctors, the don't even realize that this is their president. He went to the administrator of that hospital and said, all these people here, I want the bill of everybody. That guy thought he's joking. Then they showed him he paid everybody's bill. Free of charge now they stay. After doing that, he went to meet the patients and they told them, don't worry you, your account has been settled. And they started weeping and crying and making dua for him. That is leadership. You take South Africa, ANC, you take Trump, you take the Westerners, Muslim, non-Muslim, 99% chores, bunch of crooks, corruption, and reaching themselves and their families, and nothing to do for the public. We can't even get our budget right. What are you talking about it? So this year will be budget 0.3.0, you see, third time. So that is there. We are, you must remember, voting for people who are a bunch of crooks and criminals. If you look at it in most countries, they just fight for all this because of enrichment and tenders and so forth. Last night, 49 South African Boer Afrikaners left for America. They're going to land there in Texas. We say, good riddance, footsack, yellow Boer. Munitrach komni, don't ever come back, because I'm sure half of you will come back after a few years, or you want to come back to make more briefless and so forth. We say foot sack and don't come back again. So 49 of them left. You see, they sent a chartered flight for them. 49 left last night. So this night, Sunday night. So Pretoria is the second most dangerous city, Chuani, in the world, according to Western sources. You know South Africa, corruption, crime, hijacking, kidnapping. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَوَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. So Allah alone protect us, He alone, Almighty Allah, was, is, will always be exclusively the most merciful one to show mercy. Yesterday there was a soccer game at Loftus, right? South Africa were playing Malawi. I'm not interested in that. Some Muslim brothers went there and they were shouting, free, free Palestine, free, free Palestina. And the police kicked them out. What crime is that? South Africa is democracy. South Africa is freedom of speech. South Africa is the paragon, you must remember, of human rights. So who gave you the rights? You, the Muslims, you should sue them. You must remember that. I sued the police one day, you must, and they had to pay. So you must remember this. If you want details, you must ask Zahir Umar and his son Abu Bakr and them. So who the hell are you to come and make nonsense like this? You must remember this, that you kick us out from the stadium. You Muslims mustn't leave these things. Sue the hell out of them. Get millions out of them. And sue them, you must remember that. Okay, no water in some parts of Johannesburg and Pretoria today. That is your ANC. The things they must worry about, they won't worry. And the things that doesn't concern them, So remember that they will kick you out. And so crazy people, you know. Malema, he is busy in Soweto. He says, you know, in Soweto they have different wards, like how we in Lanesia have ward 1, ward 2. He says there are few wards here, there's no high school here. How can we run a country where there's no high school in certain wards and that? Some statements of Malema, I never voted ever for ANC or DA or Malema, EFF, and so forth. You understand? Never in my life, Allah is witness to that. But certain things, if they speak the truth, we have to agree with them. So you must remember today's programs, 8:30 to 9, very interesting. Al-Haq and Batil, the falsehood and the truth. So which side must we be? We'll use India, Pakistan as an example and give other examples as well. Then inshallah al-Aziz, today's tafsir, Surah A'raf, and we'll continue with that. And today will be verses 189 to 192, inshallah. Then 2 to 2:30, the report back. Our trip, you must remember where we went for Jummah. So, mashallah, this Friday, where were we? In Palm Ridge, you see, Quwwatul Islam Masjid. So, mashallah, we will speak about our trip to Palm Ridge. The big court is there, you know, new building and all. The first time in my life I saw it. And then tonight, inshallah, Al-Aziz will be the live Q&A with Hafiz Wadi, inshallah, Al-Aziz. Mawlana, we have to have 13 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A.
Kitab, my daughter and I go half and half to the Qurbani for my marhum husband.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You and your sister, you and your brother, you and your siblings, you want to go half and half, or four of you want to go quarter, quarter, quarter. You slaughter one goat, one sacrifice, one sheep, as isale sawab for the marhum, your marhum father, marhum mother, your marhum deceased brother, sister. So why are you confining it to one person? Say, ya Allah, we the siblings, we have decided to do this for the entire ummah and all the followers of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam who live with iman and passed away with iman. So make intention of million, billion, trillion, zillion people. But you must remember that does not absolve you of your own personal qurbani. According to the Hanafis, you still have to slaughter. You the brother, you have to slaughter your qurbani. You the sister, you have to slaughter your qurbani. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah and Targhib wa Tarhib. Man wajada sa'atan, whosoever has the means to make qurbani li ayyu dahiya. وَلَمْ يُضَحِي, and you didn't slaughter and sacrifice, فَلَا يَقْرَبَنَّ مُسْوَلَّانَا, you must not even come near the Eidgah, don't even come for Eid Salat. This is wa'idun shadidun, a severe warning for those who don't make the personal qurbani, whether you're doing it locally, South Africa, or overseas. Majority scholars, Shafi'is, Maliki, Zambalis, there is a lot of flexibility. You slaughter one animal per family. You slaughter a few animals in that town, so the other people will be absolved. But Hanafis don't work like that. They say per person, it's compulsory upon me, compulsory upon my wife, and we still make one for the marhumin also. So remember, so that's very good, but we must not forget that we have to do our own one as well. That is, according to Hanafi school, it's wajib and compulsory.
Isab, I want to know how many days do I have to sit in iddat, amount in days, not in months.
So you must remember that when your husband passed away, so from the time of death, you have to sit for 130 days, 130 days. And if your husband divorced you and you are in menopause, you're 60, 70 years old, Allah forbid, and your husband divorced you, chapter 65, verse number 4, for iddatuhunna thalathatu ashur, then the iddat will be 90 days. So I'm not sure which iddat you are talking about, but I think it's death. So there's Surah 2, verse 2, 3, 4, 130 days, 130 days from time of death.
Of Kisab, can Qurbani be done with pension money?
Remember, any money, as long as it's halal money, not that you go steal somebody's money, or you usurp somebody's share of inheritance, and you say you're making qurbani and sacrificing, that's haram, obviously. So remember that your pension money, your halal money, pension money is halal. So remember that, provided that to obtain it, there was no corruption and lying and all that. But anyway, you perform your qurbani, but pension money, totally permissible. Allah kabool. Allah accepted. Always read the dua, chapter 2, verse 127. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Oh beloved Allah, Jalla wa Ala, you accept from us, because verily you are all hearing and you are all knowing, oh beloved Allah.
Isab, I'm the breadwinner in our home. My wife does not work. Is qurbani compulsory on her?
Yes, remember that qurbani, you don't work like zakat. Zakat, you have to look at one whole year. I'm asking you questions, right? You're listening to me on Radio Al-Ansar International or on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah. You are working, you got income, all that, so you have to make qurbani compulsory according to the Hanafi school. I'm addressing your wife now, but I want you to understand and listen. If I come to your house and now I ask you, how much jewelry does your wife has? You say she has bangles, she has rings, she has lockets, she has this, she has that, earrings. So we put the value of that. How many extra shoes, how many extra dresses, how many extra things she has, cutlery, crockery, all that which belongs to her. So many, we put the value of that. Then she has money that you gave her, or people gave her, or your children gave her. We put that one side. So all these things that are extra and are permissible, and the value of the gold and the value of the money you have, if it's 12,000 rand and more on the 3 days, the 10th, 11th and 12th, qurbani is compulsory upon you according to the Hanafi school. So therefore, we must look for a reason to make the qurbani and sacrifice the animal. Don't look for a reason not to make it. Don't look for hilas and shortcuts and loopholes and skullduggery. A nation who did that, Allah Jalla Wala then transformed them into pigs and swines and monkeys. Surah 5, verse number 60, the Jutlas, and chapter 7, verse 166. So Almighty Allah speaks of that when people play with the deen of Islam and Sharia and the divine code.
Mufti Sahab, is it okay to use solar geysers to heat the water?
Remember, nowadays, majority of the people, they use in the townships and here and there solar geysers. So understand this and understand this masla properly. You the ulama, you the students, you the people who know Arabic, write it down so we'll give you quickly in 1 minute, 2 minutes, the academic discussion. This type of water you call al-ma'ul mushammas. So ma'ul mushammas, remember the hadith is mentioned in Dara Qutni. And there the water is what? Is struck directly by the rays of the sun. And in Dara Qutni, the hadith is mentioned, فَإِنَّهُ يُورِثُ الْبَرَصِ, that will cause leprosy. So if you have water and it is striking, you must remember the water, you have the water outside. And now the sun rays are directly hitting it, like your swimming pool is the example. So you will call that ma'ul mushammas, right? So that. Now the question arises, is this hadith authentic, not authentic? Not authentic. There are two rawis, two reporters there who are majhul, who are unknown. I bought Dara Qutni for this hadith here, so that I could make some understand, study it and so forth. So according to majority scholars, remember that hadith doesn't apply, and isn't applied in any case and so forth. So that is the Hanafis and the Malikis and the Hanbalis. And if you want an academic discussion on this, go open Al-Masa'il Allati Infarada Biha Shafi'i Duna Ikhwatihi by Allama Hafiz Ibn Kathir Rahimahullah. Imam Shafi alone says solar geysers are permissible according to everybody, Shafi's, Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbalis. But if you have water that is exposed directly directly to the rays of the sun. There is no barrier in between. So Imam Shafi only will say that to use that water for wudu, ghusl and all that, you shouldn't use that because that will cause leprosy and so forth. But the hadith is not authentic at all. So therefore, this is the tafarrudat. And only Imam Shafi rahimahullah says that. So we need to understand things properly and not haphazardly.
Mufti Sahib, my colleague has a 5-year-old son. He did not do the akika. Can he send money overseas for it to be done?
100% do it as soon as possible. So remember that the Shafi'i say, the Shafi'i fatwa and verdict on that issue, the baby was born, boy or girl, that time the parents didn't have the means, for example, to perform the akika, slaughter 2 goats or 2 sheep for the baby boy, or 1 goat or 1 sheep for the baby girl. Now they have the means after 4 or 5 years, so do it now immediately. La akikata ba'ad al-buluh. According to the Shafi'i and them, they say that once the child, the baby now who's growing up, he or she reaches the age of puberty, maturity, then after that there's no aqiqah. And the Hanafis say, whether you're 5 years old or 50 years old, a person who's embracing Islam, he's 50 years old, he say, I want to do aqiqah. Hanafis will say, 100% do it, no problem. So we must remember, Hanafis say, as long as you're alive, you do the aqiqah. Shafis and him say, you must do it before you reach the age of puberty and maturity. Jazakallah khairan ma salim kareem, and our team and all of you, the listeners, make special dua. Tomorrow we starting our tour to the northwest. So Tuesday night Lichtenberg, Wednesday night Mafeking, Thursday night Ziras, Jumu'ah Rustenburg, and Friday night inshallah Rustenburg Zinya World, the big masjid Allah Jalla wa Ala, and Saturday morning Masjid Abraham. So Allah reward my brother, my Rafiq Safar, my brother Haji Suleiman Yaqub Hafizahullah of Rustenburg. He comes and picks me up. Apre chale. He says, come, let's go. So I say, Meto Teyaru, you know. We ever ready, Petri, to move around. So Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala take us safely. And inshallah, we propagate the message of truth. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.